Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4092. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! And you are in the Men's Room. Watch out today, Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show join us once again. We will sit and spin and get honored with the 10 and inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with T.
Clack, clack.
Drink it and jug. All right, here we go. Sad news from the Topeka Zoo. Season employee lose his set of keys. Meanwhile, a teen is busted with a horse that he liked to please. In Indiana, lawn wars lead to one neighbor being shot. Oregon felon is eventually captured while squeezing one out on the pot. And a Canadian man learned you can't use vice grips for a steering wheel. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, 31 years ago, John Bobbitt made international headlines after his wife, Lorena, cut off his penis and then threw it out of a moving car window. Now doctors were able to successfully reattach it, but it seems that the universe is determined that Bobbitt will not live a life with all of his extremities. He revealed that he has toxic peripheral polyneuropathy. Long story short, it led to him having his toes amputated. It's not ideal, but I'd trade 10 toes to protect my ham candle any day of the week. Then there's the man in Belgium who was arrested for drunk driving. Now, he managed to have the charges dropped after he was able to prove that he has ABS, auto brewery syndrome. He's one of 20 people out of 7 billion, whose body produces its own alcohol. And according to doctors, they don't actually get drunk, but they still show the same symptoms. And that's unfortunate when you're a driver. Case in point, It wasn't the first time that he was accused of driving under the influence. Now, if there is something different or unique about you, you've probably had to explain it away so that people don't get the wrong idea. For example, a man in England, he was booted out of yoga for being visibly aroused. And as he says, it was embarrassing, but he had to explain he was not aroused. He just happens to have a massive meat hammer, which he then later had to prove. But that pales in comparison. When asked about, when I asked him about getting a reduction, he offered a real hard no. So the whole article is going, oh, you don't understand the burden of it. People think it's this. Like, what about a reduction? Oh, hell no. No, sir. I'm not doing that. But his situation, it pales in comparison to Abby and Brittany Hensel. Now, they're the blonde conjoined twins that you've probably seen on the internet, or they did a TV show for a while. Well, in spite of being conjoined and sharing one body, including one vagina, which I'll explain in a second, Abby got married. Abby did. Brittany did not. Just Abby, a.k.a. the left side, got married. Her sister, I don't want to call her a third wheel, but let's face it, she's always there. She didn't get married. They share one vagina. I'll let you do the math on that. We'll get to that one in a minute. But all of these stories got us thinking, and it brought us to today's question. Quite simply, what is different about your body? Sorry, what is more different about your body than most people?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On, you're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4092. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future EP. Once again, we'll be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin. We have a brand new crop of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How many of them are actually rock and roll?
We have 10 inductees into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to feature today on Sit and Spin. We'll find out who gets into the hall. 25 years, I believe, since the release of your first album.
All right.
That is a criteria. We do have a Seattle connection coming up with an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think about that one.
Mm-hmm. Lives in Wallingford, Washington.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know.
He got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And so did a bunch more people. So we'll do the 10 inductees into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up as we will sit and spin. What else do we have for you today? More tickets for you to check out Aerosmith, November 24th, Climate Pledge Arena. So what they said was, give the secret word, pick a time, and then when you hear the word, text that to 206-803-ROCK. Today we have decided the secret word will happen at 4:20.
Good time.
4:20.
Time.
4:20. Yeah. We picked a time. It's going to be 4:20. When you hear the word again, text the word to 206-803-ROCK. Your chance to win tickets to see Aerosmith and the Black Crowes opening up. I've read a couple of reviews.
Okay.
They've been out on the road touring solo, and apparently they put on a hell of a show.
I would hope so. They've been around for a hot minute.
That's a great bill. So Black Crowes and Aerosmith tickets coming up. What else do we have? Oh, we got news today. Lucky us. We have the world premiere of new Motley Crue coming your way on Friday.
Are they putting out a new album or something? I had no idea.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's a world premiere.
That's a strong point, Ted.
Here's
strong
what I know. Point. I believe Castle is going to do the main interview with, like, Nikki Sixx.
Probably, and Tommy Lee, right.
And Tommy Lee. And he'll do that for the national Odyssey audience.
All right.
And then Lucky, Steve Miggs and Taryn Daly, they get to interview Vince Neil on the Friday. Or maybe before that, I don't know when he's coming on the program, but... Either way, it's a pretty cool deal. We were honored to be able to interview him probably 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Were we?
Yes, we were, man. It's so brand new Motley Crue coming your way on Friday. And Ryan said, actually, the song kicks ass.
Yeah, because I was like, dude, how good could it be? He goes, actually, it's a good song.
Yeah.
I did not know they were working on new material. I thought they were done. Like, are you done or are you not?
And, look,
it's one thing about touring. It's another thing. Like, are you done as a band? Because I feel like 10 years ago, they were done as a band. And I understand that when people are going to throw you a ton of money to tour, you go like, all right, F it. But I still just thought like, okay, you tour and you're done. They're still making music.
Yeah. We're still touring. The Men's Room World Tour stops at Olaf's in Ballard on Sunday from 2 until 4. We never said we weren't going out again.
Yeah, it's not a farewell tour.
Yeah, Sunday fun day, a couple hours of drinking in Ballard. We hope you stop by absolutely free.
How do you spell Olaf's?
O-L-A-F-S. Apostrophe S. Right.
Yeah. I have spelt it wrong every time I try to Google it.
Well, how are you spelling it?
How are you spelling Olaf?
O-L-F-A-S? Olaf's.
Olfaz?
That'd be Olfaz. Hmm. Olfaz.
Yeah. You want Olaf's in Ballard. It's 2 until 4 Sunday. The Men's Room Beer Brat will be on the menu.
Yes.
We'll have the folks from San Juan Salsa with the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa. Basically, we're just going to hang out and drink for a couple hours at one of the legendary bars in Seattle.
God, I hate when that happens on the weekend.
Yeah, me too. So a couple hours of hanging out on Sunday.
You got to go work, babe, at the bar.
Hopefully you can stop by. I might try to walk one way, you know what I mean, just to get some exercise.
I would walk
Sunday.
There. I think that would be your better decision.
You never know, man. The walk home sometimes can be faster. It just depends on your state of mind and where you are.
I would walk there.
I'm going Uber one way, walking one way.
Okay.
That's the plan.
I think it might depend on the weather, too.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
if there's no showers during the early afternoon, walk there.
Right. The worst thing is when you're on your way home and you go, I'll pee before I leave, and you do. And then you get like, you know, 5 blocks down the road.
I got to pee again.
And you got to pee again. You're like, oh, that was not a good idea.
There's a million places to pee in that general area, though.
Yeah.
Take it from me.
Oh, look. The people that live there pee all over the place.
That's a good point.
Men's Room World Tour, Olaf's and Ballard, Sunday from 2 until 4. We hope to see you there. And today we're going to talk about your body. Everybody has different bodies. They work in different ways. We'll start with a 40-year-old man in Belgium. He was able to avoid drunk driving charges after he was able to prove that he has ABS. That's not the ABS you're thinking of.
Right.
This is Otto Brewery syndrome. And it's real and a rare condition, according to doctors, caused by the fermentation of ingested carbohydrates by gut fungi, resulting in indigenous production of ethanol.
So basically, if he eats anything starchy, this stuff jumps on and converts it to alcohol for him.
Correct. While people with this do not produce the same type of alcohol that causes intoxication, they don't actually become intoxicated. However, they do experience symptoms associated with intoxication. Slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor functions, and dizziness.
All of that without the joy of actually being drunk.
Yes. In short, the bodies of people with ABS turn ingested yeast into alcohol. And luckily for a Belgian man who also literally works at a brewery, he was accused of drunk driving. Now, again,
Belgium's kind of famous for the beer, too.
He works at a brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
He is one of the rare people that has ABS. In fact, he was first arrested for drunk driving back in 2019, which is when he learned about the condition he had. He did not know. And apparently, this is a very common way of people finding out that they have this problem, is that they get pulled over. Now, he was then arrested again in May and April of 2022 and was found to be over the legal alcohol limit both times. Another unfortunate coincidence, according to his lawyer, the client worked in a brewery.
Yeah.
But 3 doctors who independently examined him had confirmed he had ABS. Belgian media said in the verdict, the judge emphasized that the defendant, who was not named in line with the judicial custom, did not experience symptoms of intoxication. They believe 20 people in the world have this.
Think about 20 people out of 7 billion.
Yes. Who's smart with math, what is the percentage of that? Like 0.00000002% maybe?
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't be mad. Like, I get why the cop thought he was drunk.
Look, I don't even I think he gets upset at the situation, but not the people involved. Because it's like, you're right. I blow into this thing. I'm over the legal limit. I completely understand that. Only thing I can tell you is the last thing you'll believe, which is I have not had anything to drink.
But the judge did. Look, he said, you're acquitted. This is not.
Sure.
But you have to make changes to prevent this from happening again or risk a conviction if he fails a future breathalyzer test. In other words, he goes out for Italian. He has pasta, some garlic bread.
Right.
A lovely meal with his wife. According to the judge, he is putting himself in a very bad position by doing that.
Yeah, that's the stuff that your body wants to turn to alcohol, man.
That's it. And the study they did at the University of Virginia on this, on Otto Brewery syndrome, actually identified DWI arrest as one of the few things so far that has helped identify someone with a condition. Usually the patients are either identified by concerned family members or had been arrested for DWI. Identifying these patients is difficult as the symptoms could masquerade as other things. So they are saying as far as the implication of a DWI, that's self-evident when you blow into the tube.
Sure.
But when investigating a patient with possible ABS, a complete medical history and examination, that does not help you.
Well, you might think they're having a stroke if they're dizzy and have slurred speech.
Correct.
Because they're telling you, like, I'm not drunk, I've had nothing to eat. Like, you wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You would not know.
Now, this one is a little bit more unfortunate.
I mean, right, that's why our buddy Tony had to start carrying around his card, right?
Yeah,
because his disability, right? He kind of, right, he's kind of uses a cane sometimes, and his speech could be a little slower, and, like, bouncers just thought he was hammered.
Yeah, they wouldn't even let him into places. So he has a medical card now just to hold it up and say, no, this is just how I am, man.
Right. Now we give you the story of John Wayne Bobbitt. Now, you know the first part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
John Wayne Bobbitt, when you go back to 1993, he was the man who had his penis famously cut off by his now ex-wife and later surgically
they got divorced.
Reattached.
Yes.
Lorena Bobbitt. That's correct, right?
Yeah, Lorena.
Okay. He reveals he had his toes amputated and has suffered other health problems due to the toxic water at North Carolina's Camp Lejeune.
Jeez.
The military base where the former Marine spent time in the 1980s. He is now 57. He says he has toxic peripheral polyneuropathy, a condition causing chronic nerve damage and bone infection, which in turn causes ulcers and sometimes necessitates skin grafts. Bobbitt says he is no longer able to work and is seeking some of the federal compensation promised to Marines impacted by the contaminated water at Camp Lejeune.
Right.
We heard about that for 4 or 5 years on this very radio.
Oh, yeah. Are they still going on about that? Or they?
I mean, I still see them, but I watch a lot of History Channel.
No, I mean, as far as that civil suit window. Because it was always, hey, man, if you were there, you know, give us a call. We're going after them.
Yes. As they say, oil, industrial wastewater, and toxic chemicals were all dumped into storm drains at the military base for 35 years. Bobbitt says he remembers the water there tasting sweet. Now, he believes his tainted water may also have contributed to his volatile relationship with his ex-wife, Lorena, who has since referred to her maiden name, Gallo. Maybe I would have made better decisions if my cognitive functioning wasn't distorted by the chemicals.
Or if you'd known your penis was going to be chopped off.
He says, yes. He started a nonprofit group for victims of domestic violence. And he says abuse of Bobbitt's hands led to the infamous 1993 attack, of which she was ultimately acquitted by reason of temporary insanity.
Yeah, John Bobbitt was not a good person.
No, he was not at all.
He denies those claims, but as said in the past, he bears no ill will toward his ex-wife. So the man who lost his penis in 1993 has now lost a bunch of toes because of the water at Camp Lejeune.
The difference is he got his penis reattached.
That story couldn't get any weirder.
No, not really. But that's when it tells me the universe has determined we don't want you to have all the body parts you were born with.
Yes.
You started with your wife, but the doctors put it back on. So now get rid of your toes.
And now the yin and the yang of the yang. So much for a bigger being better. The UK's most well-endowed man, Matt Barr, claims that his Titanic tallywhacker has caused him big problems, including dating difficulties, sexploitation, most embarrassing, getting booted from yoga class because people thought he was aroused. I'm trying to dispel some of these stigmas, he said. The bulging Brit reportedly boasts Britain's biggest penis, which measures more than 12 inches when erect, more than twice the global average of 5.1. And while having a super-sized schlong might seem like every man's dream, it's apparently not all that's cracked up to be, according to Mr. Barr.
Yeah.
You ask him that one question.
Yeah. People who have learned a lot of myths from pornography, he said. They don't realize the implications that it would have when you're actually living with a situation on a day-to-day basis. It's difficult because it's not something you really spring on people as a surprise because it just does scare people away generally. Obviously, you don't want to be creepy and then bring it up too early. Not to mention the contrary to popular belief that having a behemoth manhood can be an inconvenience, he says. They love the idea more than the practicality. In porn, there's lots of filters being used. It's very small bodies, lots of angles and stuff. So when they face someone who actually is that size, it's really not what they want. These are people who like it for a bragging point of view. But he claims that he is trying to cash in.
Yeah, what else do I want it for? Of course I want it for a bragging point of view. I have a 12-inch hog.
Yep.
It doesn't serve any other purpose than a brag, man.
Right. He said he was catfished by a woman who tried to get him to appear on their OnlyFans page under the guise of a normal date.
Mm-hmm.
The Battle of the Bulge has got him in trouble in non-romantic situations as well, including one mortifying experience where he was accused of getting excited during a yoga class. I was wearing a baggy shirt and shorts. Yoga positions, people just got the wrong idea, he said. Barr was kicked out of the class. Long story short.
Oh, now, boo. Yeah.
Despite the cons of possessing a giant phallus, the sexually enhanced man doesn't plan on getting his manhood reduced anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, I take it all back.
It's very expensive. It's $18,000 to get that thing to a normal size.
Yeah, it just costs too much.
Also, functionality is a problem. They don't guarantee that.
So why would they do a reduction?
Yeah. That's part of the side effect is you do risk the fact that it might not work again.
Oh, God.
Well, then no.
Yeah.
No. Under no circumstances.
He says, I don't see why there's any difference about this and talking about your breasts or any other body part. It's not sexualized. It's just a fact of life. But
You're talking about it.
Yes, he is. And he's showing up on morning shows. Right. Now, when you think of a guy with a 12-inch penis, and you look at someone...
I generally don't,
right.
But when I do...
On your job application.
But ladies...
Quick essay, 50 right. words or less, what do you think of when you think of a man with a 12-inch penis?
Now, Ron Jeremy, who was famous and porn for a number of years, when he was younger, based on what was attractive at the time, solo mustaches, hairy dudes who looked Italian... and well-built with a penis.
Right.
Ron Jeremy fit that portfolio pretty well.
Now, and his crank was just that big.
And as years go on, Ron became Ron, and the Ron we know now, Ron doesn't know who he is now.
Right.
But either way, you're talking about a guy who's got a huge beer gut, a guy who is, you know, doing a comb-over. He is not attractive, along with the solo mustache.
It's not even a beer gut. Dude doesn't even drink.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Not at all.
Just a gut.
Food and sex.
He's still got a huge penis. Now, this guy, ladies, you would hope that in your dreams, if that's what you were really looking for, that this would be an attractive man.
He's not.
And that, you know, back to your fantasy versus what reality is. I'm not saying that there's not a good-looking guy out there who doesn't have a big one. This is just not your guy.
Right. So, he's not it.
Yeah, I mean, this is... Yeah, maybe you want that, but I don't think you could actually physically look at him during the act because it would probably be enough.
If you had to look at that, no.
Be enough of a turnoff.
No, absolutely.
To hell with it.
Actually, somebody here on the text line makes a good point. So the guy with the huge crank in England, they're like, can't he just have Lorena Bobbitt help reduce it?
Well, that's...
She's got some expertise in that field.
She does. I don't think I'd have a rookie do that.
No.
Let alone an experienced surgeon who will then tell you, I cannot ensure functionality in your unit if we do give it a reduction.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care what you're doing. If you cannot guarantee the functionality of my unit, do not operate on my unit.
Right. I do know a buddy of mine, and his wife, beautiful girl, very, very, very petite and small, and she had just massive breasts.
Right.
I mean, massive breasts. And to the point where a chiropractor could not help her.
Damn.
She was going through severe back pain. All these different things that she wanted to do. She used to run when she was younger.
Yeah, running now.
There was a bunch of other things that were just like, whatever it was. It was like she could not find bras that fit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So she went in for a breast reduction.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And my buddy Johnny, he took her out of town. They spent a weekend. And they called it one last weekend with her big, big,
right.
You know what he's. So they had a going away party. at a hotel room and spent most of the time in the hotel room.
Him playing with the boobs.
And then the next time I saw his wife, she did not look like the same person.
Really?
It was amazing. I mean, she needed to have this done.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, like, when you looked at her normally, you're like, yeah, yeah, that was necessary. Like, I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth, but yeah.
You made the right call.
Yeah, you definitely needed to get that done.
Then why did he divorce her?
He didn't.
What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, what is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of quick texts here. It says, I have Osgood Schlatter disease.
And Schlatter.
Schlatter. Welcome to the stage, Schlatter. What are you thinking, Mike?
I've heard that, but I don't remember what it is.
As Osgood Schlatter disease. Basically, he says, my legs grew a little funky, and it looks like I have two kneecaps, and they're like my second Achilles heel. Getting hit just below the knees is cripplingly painful. Ooh.
Never mind. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, that's not what I thought.
I bet he'll fly to the angels before we do.
Then someone here says, what's different about my body? I have three testicles, although the third one is a quarter of the size than the other two. But would you be able to tell when someone's just looking at your satchel? You know, in other words, do the doctors say, by the way, you have three testicles, but you wouldn't know just by looking at it? Or,
well, maybe it looks like, you know, Mercury, Venus, and Earth.
Yeah.
So to speak, you know?
Right. Two are roughly the same size.
You know, kind of close on the other two.
And I got a feeling that, you know, you're doing the routine check of the old marble bag in there.
Sure.
Wait a second.
You think you'd notice?
You should.
He says this one.
If that is a lump instead of a testicle, then you need to go into the doctor and find out what's going on.
Exactly.
So that's why you do a routine exam every once in a while on your boys.
That's why you do it.
I mean, when I'm
Steve, what is this?
Checking things out.
Oh, no, I check Steve. Yeah.
We do it for. It's like when gorillas groom each other.
I'm more thorough. Yeah. You know. What is different about your body than most people? 206-803.
Did you actually do that? Didn't you walk around showing everybody something like that one time?
Yeah, he showed us his jet black testicle.
Hey, look, man.
What happened to it? Why was it like that?
Things happen at work. I mean, you know.
He's like, dude, you got to see this. I'm like, oh, God.
What happened was that back in the day, I got a vasectomy.
Right.
And I either through squats or stressful work, I cannot pinpoint the exact time I felt the ping. Basically, my vas deferens, where they put it together, came undone.
Mm.
Damn. So it either snapped or it came untied. Not sure how they did that.
They literally just tied it together.
That's what I'm not sure. There's two different ways to do it. You can cauterize it, but either way, it came undone.
That surgeon was not an Eagle Scout.
Yeah. It's come undone. And it was draining into my boys, into my bag there.
Yeah.
So it got real bad, and I had to go in, and they had to redo it again. But it was, man, it was something.
Take a look at that.
Well, man, if you never see anything like that, all I knew is when I came into work, I had to show all my friends.
Yeah. It looked like a fig.
Plus, I couldn't really wear.
Seriously, same color. It's like, God.
I couldn't really wear underwear, and I had to wear basically the equivalent of gym shorts with webbing in as for underwear to give me, you know, a little breathing room down there.
So when I came in, it was easier to just pop one out and go, look at this.
Look, dude.
And he did. By the way, our guy got back to us and says, no, you cannot tell that I have three testicles just by looking at the satchel there. But Mike's right when he says when you're doing a routine check, you can feel it. Hmm. So is that how you figured it out, or did you know this before you? In other words, the doctors, do they identify it before you get to that age, or did you get of age, you're doing a routine check, and have a panic attack? Because the best news you could get is that you have a third testicle. Like, thank God.
Wants to do sports, so he goes in for a physical, and the doctor's like, oh.
The hernia check. I got to use three fingers.
Hang on.
I got one that hangs a lot lower.
Yeah. Testicle?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, the right one. Like, literally, when I got a physical in, what, like 2 months ago, she was like, all right. Oh, there he is. He's up there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know when you can really
tell? They say it like that, like, oh.
There he is.
Okay. I don't know that she said there he is.
There he is. Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Now, after they say that, I'm sure you stood in the mirror and looked at yourself. Can you tell by looking?
Not really.
Okay. That's what I was wondering about.
But if I, like, if I'm grabbing them right now, like,
thank
I'm just,
you
like,
for doing that.
Whatever reason, yeah. I don't know. The right one's just like, oh.
I wonder, now, so, like, my thing is, like, the average man's penis usually hangs one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And most people I talk to, they say, well, usually it's a little bit to the right. Most people are right-handed. Mine shifts a little bit to the left. I am left-handed.
I go straight down.
So, I'm just, are you ambidextrous?
No.
I'm just saying, do you think it's something that happens, you know, as you discover your...
I can tell you this right
magical
now.
...magical purpose, or...
kind of pulling it that direction, you mean?
Is it from pulling it that direction?
Oh, I'm
being dead serious. Or is it just something where, generally, if it's not going to go straight, it'll just follow your dominant side?
Right.
Because you said your right testicle hangs down lower, so I'm wondering now if my left testicle hangs... Because everyone has two different sized feet. You know, your arms are slightly... One's slightly longer than the other. All this stuff, so I'm wondering... Is it a left-hand, right-hand thing, right? Because everyone I talk to, the D hangs to the right, mine goes to the left. So I'm wondering now if I have a slightly lower-hanging left testicle. Thank you, Ted, for putting that in my head.
Here's something else you got to remember.
Check it out.
Where we are.
You know I'm going to.
Your body's cold to the core most of the year. So, you know, like your bones are cold. It's cold here. Temperature-wise, you know, it seems moderate. But you are just in a cold state. Then you go to some place where there's humidity or whatever, and you can really tell how old you are based on your testicles.
Oh, yeah, just out of Mexico.
You're like, oh, my God.
No, seriously, it changed because I just grabbed my normal underwear, all right? So we packed here. We go to Mexico. It's 82 degrees. There's humidity, man. And the first day we're there, first full day, I just felt a little uncomfortable, couldn't piece it together. And I realized, oh, the underwear that I wear in Seattle, you don't need as much room because they're not hanging anywhere, right? You get down there, like, your boys just want to get away from your body.
Freedom!
So, yeah, it's like they were just laying in the middle of a trampoline. You know what I mean? But, like, it actually felt different. And I didn't want to, like, broach the topic with the kids, but, like, we're sitting there at dinner. And I'm like, I can't even cross my legs right now. Because they're just, I mean, they're just resting out. Like, yeah. Seriously, your testicles act like they're actually laying in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, we're spreading out, man. Just give me a little space. Oh, yeah. It's kind of sucked.
What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ronnie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, guys. So I Rockin' Ronnie here. I was telling Mike about I have an extra nipple, but actually that's...
Well, wait. Hang on. Where is the nipple located? A lot of people seem to call with three or four nipples, so at this point it's not even that rare. I'm just curious to always know where is it. Where is it?
It sounds pretty common. No, mine's right next to my other nipple on the right side, and... When I was a little kid, I went to the doctor to get some warts removed on my hand, and I said, hey, while you got that, like, soldering iron thing out, do you mind burning that extra nipple off? And he, like, gave it a little flick and said, do you feel that? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, it's healthy. I think I'm just going to leave it alone. And he said, well, okay.
So you basically have two nipples on one side of the chest and one on the other?
Yeah, and it's really never been a deal breaker. You know, girls don't, like, freak out or nothing, so...
I mean, is it that noticeable or no?
I guess if you look really close, yeah, if you're up close, because I'm not a hairy-chested guy.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Yeah, but that's kind of boring compared to the fact that from the elbow down on my left hand, my left arm, I have no feeling. I told you guys I fell off the roof about a month ago and had a terrible accident.
Yeah.
Falling and getting hurt. Well, I lost my feeling in my left hand, so... The fact that I don't have a left hand means I can touch myself anywhere on my body. And if my eyes are closed, I don't even know that it's my hand. You know what I mean?
Well, that's, I mean, if that's your one bonus, but I still would like to be able to feel my left hand.
He's working with what he's got, Mike.
Right, I know.
I mean, can you drive with a dead left hand?
Oh, yeah. I'm a carpenter. It, like, doesn't hinder me at all. It's just that if I close my eyes, I can touch my body, and I don't feel my hand.
What if you put a nail gun through your hand? Would you be able to feel that? I mean, maybe externally you can't feel it.
Barely, probably. Barely like a normal person.
Now, do they expect you to get full feeling back, or are you just, it's as bad as it's going to be?
No, never. No, sir.
Really?
No, this was years ago. Nope.
Damn.
Completely numb, and everything's normal. It's just numb.
Oh, what is the hardest thing for you to do?
Leave Moby alone.
Okay. Fair enough.
Moby.
That'd be his penis dead.
Okay, get it? Oh, like the whale? Get it?
Yeah.
Like the buck? Yeah.
Oh, I thought he meant like the DJ that was small and bald and looks like a penis.
Yeah. Or him. We didn't clarify.
I think you might be right.
You might be right. I can't leave Moby alone.
I forgot all about Moby. You brought that up. He's kind of gone away.
Small and bald. It looks like
he was pretty. I'm just saying, if I knew a human that looked like one.
He's a solid arena. Yeah.
Actually, when I severed my artery after they repaired it, man, I couldn't feel. I could feel my hand, but basically from the wrist to the elbow on the bottom side of my arm, if that makes sense, zero feeling for like 4 years. It was weird. I mean, you got used to it, but, you know, you put your arm down on an armrest or something. And, like, your shoulder was happy you're doing it because it relaxes that, but there was absolutely no feeling in my arm. It sucked at first, but I could freak people out. Made money at the bar because you can stick tax into it.
Oh, nice.
And people, I'm like, I won't scream, nothing. I didn't tell them why. I would just say I have a high pain tolerance. But I would direct where they did anything. I'm like, you know what? I'll show you, man. Pull up my sleeve. I jam a tack in there, fork, whatever. You bleed a little, but I made money. So I'm like, good. And then about 4 years after that, the feeling slowly started coming back, and now it's probably like 85%, mm-hmm. but it's still a little tingly from time to time, but I burned myself several times. Didn't feel it. Like, you don't know until you smell your skin.
If somebody, this weekend, I'm in a bar, and they go, hey, for $20, you'd stick a tack at me. I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. And that's the thing, Ted. Almost no one turned it down.
Yeah.
They would feel like, are you serious? Like, absolutely. And you got a group of buddies. They're like, dude, do it. Mm-hmm. Do it. Make $20, man, and they jam it in there, and I'm like, not screaming or nothing.
Now, I have many questions on these stories. For whatever reason, conjoined twins have become all the rage in the news.
They really have.
Recycled in the last couple of months. Abby and Brittany Hensel. They have broken their silence after the conjoined twins went viral this week. Following news, one of them got married. The internet is extra loud today. The Hensels shared on their joint TikTok account. Yes, they even shared TikTok. This week that Abby, the twin on the left side, had wed a nurse and Army veteran, one Josh Bowling, who is 33 years old,
stuff.
3 years ago, and pictures of their wedding went viral. Today, they posted pictures of ancient sculptures and the conjoined twin saying, we've always been around, as well as another TikTok showing a picture with Bowling, captioned, this is a message to all the haters out there. If you don't like what I do, but watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan. Now, the sisters, they were born as diphthalus conjoined twins.
Mm-hmm.
That's the condition when two heads are on a single body with one genital system. Two, three, or four
Do
arms.
I have a genital system?
Yeah, it's your penis, man.
All right, I'm just saying, I've never heard it used that way.
Imagine,
I like it.
But now, but this is what makes the marriage thing. I have so many questions about this. Now, imagine Ed is the other head on your head. So it's Ted and Ed, right? And you're sharing a body.
All right.
You have the hots for this chick, but Ed does not. But you really would like to get freaky with her, and she's into you. You got to bring Ed along.
Also,
but now you're married.
Also, basically says physically, below the heart, they each have an individual heart.
Mm-hmm.
But everything below that is shared, to give you an idea. So all the other organs are shared.
So when you say that they have one genital system, does that mean when they are getting it on, both of them get the dopamine rush?
Both of them are going to get the
that
rush.
Is correct.
And again, this goes back, and we'll address it in a second, but I'm saying, I can't remember her name, but the one on the left is the one who's married. So she's the one on the left.
I'm
having sex with my wife, who's on the left, and we're making out, we're doing the stuff that loving
couples
do. And
your sister-in-law's moaning.
She's moaning, and her head is right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, she could even watch TV and act like she's not paying attention, but she feels, but in the other
technically,
thing, do
both,
they both like the same thing?
Technically, both could be moaning.
Right. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
But what if one of them doesn't like...
Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Right.
All right. Now, the Hensel twins...
Interesting.
They share a bloodstream as well as organs below the waist. Abby has control over the right arm. Brittany has control over the left arm. Now, I think you understand, if you know me, where my mind is going on this.
Yeah.
Okay? So if I'm in control of the left arm, mm-hmm. you know?
And that's the married one.
That's the married hand. What if all of a sudden, you know, like, occasionally, you know, depending on what you're doing, maybe two hands.
Both hands.
Two hands might be involved in the equation.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean, like, you take one for the team and, like,
I think
the right,
you do.
The right hand comes over, even though I'm not married to the right hand, technically.
But it does your sister get mad? Like, hey.
Yes, get your right hand.
We're trying to have a moment, man. Get your damn hand this off is of our my connection. Husband, you yeah. know?
Do they each have a boob?
Depending on the way that they are built, because everything they said from the heart up is
separate,
is
right?
Separate.
So,
that's like kind of an in-between area.
I just
there.
Feel like they would have had to, like, if I was attached to another head, I would have, like, we got to agree before we get married.
Look, man, I'm sure they had the conversation. It's not so much them. I get it. There's not much they can do about the situation, but I would look at the dude, and I was like, here's a picture of my fiance. I'd be like, okay, well, which one? He says, the one on the left. I go, how does this work for you? Because now as a guy in a relationship, you know, you get out of the shower naked, you know, non-wife might not find you as attractive.
Yeah, right.
As your wife, if they're into different things, like, hey, I want to go canyon yodeling, but your sister's going to piss and moan about it, right? Because you don't know, man. She hates this. Her brain does not enjoy
based on the first word you use.
Or if I'm getting a mouth hug, you know, I feel bad for your sister. Man, her head's right there.
Okay.
And she's not doing anything.
If I, all right. So if I'm not enjoying this, and I still technically have, you know, functionality over those parts.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things I can do to get him out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, but the other sister's going to put up a fight.
She might be holding in a fart, all right?
Oh, you're just going to let it...
I'm not.
said I'm not in the mood.
Right, exactly. Anything that can happen down there...
I know maybe, that was your sister.
Maybe I can get up. Right.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Come on, can we have one intimate night?
Because hers smells different.
Right. And then the wife blames the sister from time to time?
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
Right.
Oh, it was her.
They kept the news of the marriage away.
What was the term again? Genital...
System.
Genital operating system or something?
Genital system.
Yeah.
One genital system.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start using that.
That's like
honey, we're firing up the genital operating system.
Yes, exactly. But it's already always fired up. That's one problem that you might have. Either way, so they got married 3 years ago, but they just started sharing their pictures on social media of the wedding ceremony. And, of course, those snapshots have gone viral. One of the wedding invitees shared a clip that showed a sweet moment between the newlyweds on their big day. Bowling and Abby are seen dancing and kissing at the wedding. However, the other sister's head is turned to the side. Abby and her sister donned a white sleeveless gown with a lace-up back, while Bowling scrubbed up nicely in a gray suit, they say. Bowling can be seen staring into his one wife's eyes, while the other, Brittany, supports her twin during the dance.
You're so pretty. Brittany's so ugly. I'm so tired of you. I mean, what do you... someone here says, okay... Now, if the other twin gets married, that really complicates things. So every time intercourse happens, technically, would you be cheating every time?
Okay.
Right? Because now think about that. So now right side says, I have found the guy. I want to get married. And we want to consummate this marriage. Well, if I'm kind of the first guy there, like, look, you know, I'm trying to be cool, man, but still kind of using my wife's body.
And keep in mind, they cannot control each other's limbs. So the one side that the one gets is their side exclusively.
Yeah.
The other side is the other side.
That's got to make walking a pain in the ass. Seriously, just to coordinate your leg steps together. It's like a potato sack race, right?
Another instance. These are different twins. They're just basically asking the questions or answering the questions that a lot of people have.
These are all the conjoined twins.
Yes, one of us can be awake and one of us can be asleep because, again, different brains. We are two separate people. We share a bloodstream. So eventually sepsis will kick in. Obviously, within hours or days, the other one will die, but we're not dead. So why always ask us that? We go to our doctor. They said they cannot control each other's limbs on the side. They do both feel it if they consume alcohol or drugs.
Nice.
Okay, that's another thing. I'm trying to clean myself off of heroin. The other head here is just like, I can't quit.
They are also highly intuitive to each other's emotions. In fact, each sister can tell if the other feels anxious or sad or happy.
I would think so.
What else that, they shared that, only, one woman is currently in a relationship with a boyfriend, shares that she only dates him. Meanwhile, the other, who identifies as asexual in an interview, says, I don't want anyone. Carmen
That's
says,
fun.
We can both get pregnant. We're also on a hormone blocker that prevents us from menstruating, which is a good thing. If I close my eyes, I cannot see through her eyes.
Oh, come
We've
on.
Gotten that question a lot.
Jesus.
And while the sisters begrudgingly answered their most common asked questions, they only did so to keep their followers from continuously prodding. Because every time they post something up, it's a continuation of different questions.
I would imagine.
Based on, you know, how they live their life. Our question, what is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.